Having said that, it is now my pleasure, my great pleasure, to welcome the ambassador for the AFL's 150 years, Mr. Kevin Sheedy.
Thank you, Atkinson. It's obviously it's a great pleasure for myself to come down and be a part of what I would think that in my life, dreams are getting fulfilled as you move through your life. And I remember, and I'll go through some of the parts very briefly about what football had meant to me. I selected football in the end because when I looked at cricket, I thought that I was a leg spin bowler and I only picked one. So I thought, gee, I better get out of that. Captain was Richie Benner, and I thought I can't replace him, I've got a 10. And every year they only pick one leg spinner just about to go in the test team. So I thought, just felt uncomfortable about the odds. Okay. One of the greatest criticisms of our game throughout my lifetime has been that it's not an international game. So you like to take that on board because you've got to compare with the rugby, both rugby's and of course soccer. But there's no reason why in your own lifetime that you cannot inspire people to be involved in building what is a wonderful, great Australian game into an international game. And if it's a lifetime, it takes one, it's a lifetime, it will be. So I'm really pleased to come down and talk to you about some of the travels over the years that I've seen. And of course, when you really think back to Harry Beitel taking away international teams to Ireland at his own cost, I was fortunate to go on one of them, so it opened up my eyes to the world. My second trip overseas was around, was to America, and I went to Kentucky, I went 6 weeks in America, and I've been in Kentucky through the AFL only a month ago. And that carnival in the United States was 800 players playing. Quite an amazing concept. I was given the key of the door to by the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky. Spent 6-7 days down there just looking at the Muhammad Ali Museum, which was sensational, obviously looking at the Race for Hall of Fame. And what happens is you connect with the countries as well as the history of these other sports that you get involved in. So in the other country I went to, obviously, was Canada. Went to open up the stock exchange in Toronto. Toronto is a city of 5.5-6 million people. 9 AFL teams playing in Toronto. 9. Went to the grand final. 2 grand final coaches, myself, and a number of the people that work on the stock exchange in Toronto are all Australians. Working in Toronto, I want everybody to know about the game that we play. It's quite amazing. And of course, in there we had a great deal of fun. Had the grand final, went down into New York, and then stayed with John Olsen, the former Liberal Premier of South Australia, and connected up with the GAA, which is obviously the Gaelic Athletics Association. So we are working very hard around making sure that we have a fantastic network in the world. And why do we do that? It is because we would like to see our game getting a world recognition, as well as getting your opportunities that you are developing to young players coming out of the Hampton League, as well as anywhere else in this country. So it's fantastic to see that development happening right now, right at the end of my playing coaching career. To be a part of that, I'm very, very excited, very lucky to be in that ballpark. I was talking about what areas can we improve this game. And of course, as a coach, I promised at the end of my playing career, I promised a group of people in Darwin that if I ever coached an AFL team, that I'll bring that team back up here. Well, in those days, it was the AFL. Within 6 months of being appointed coach of Essendon, they rang. The Australians don't forget. And you know that. So I've been up to Darwin with the team on land for probably about 6 or 7 times. To make contact with our own Indigenous people was one of the most important steps in my life as a developing person. To see the country grow within the country, the nation of people. And I've really felt strong about that. So much so that We see so many great players of Indigenous culture playing our game now. Instead of the three that played, now there's 73. So if you can grow it within your own nation, which we have done extremely well, and we should be so proud of that, going from VFL to AFL, forgetting about boundary lines. Boundary lines should never hold you back, state boundary lines in particular. But in a situation like what the AFL's taken on, why can't we grow it with a lot of the other cultures of the world? This is what this is all about. I think you're very fortunate, Warrnambool, I'll be honest. I'm happy for you because I've come down here with the Essendon team only a couple of years back, and we thought this was one of the best cities that we could ever be to, one of the best regions we'd ever been to. The way that we're accepted and the facilities that you have here. Not only that, but it's your hospitality as well within yourselves as people. But you're going to have 1,000 people come here. They're going to arrive on a train, most likely. And they have saved their money, to come here. So when I was in Canada, I got a package given to me. It was Road to Australia. That was the package on that absolute emblem, Road to Australia. And I thought it was, obviously they're pretty keen, this group, these Canadians. And, you know, like, I would remember that the Canadians and the Californians are pretty close to the Australian people, just about, that I've ever seen in the world. But they're looking forward to really coming to Australia. And they're waiting and they're saving and they're going and they're excited. I might as well let you know. Of the American team trying to get into that team of 800 players. I'll go 700. There's about 100 women playing too. Not coming. There were four women's teams in the United States. Carnival. It's just unbelievable. And that's how excited they love our game. And most of them are United States citizens. So you've got to say, well, you know, what can we do for them? What can Warrnambool? How's Warrnambool got the opportunity to show the hospitality? And I remember going to Sydney in the Olympic Games. As soon as I got off the plane in Sydney, you know, the people of Sydney made you welcome today. Anybody ever been to Sydney in the Olympic Games? Fantastic. Absolutely. The Australian people from all over Australia were wonderful. There were people from Warrnambool, Adelaide, Perth, all said yes. I'm going to volunteer to make sure people had a great time when, you know, international people arrived in Sydney. And I thought, see, this is a great opportunity and concept for maybe even the Warrnambool. Even the school kids to touch base with, you know, what I would think there would be 800, 1,000 people coming from overseas nations. Sweden, Norway, Denmark. Probably, maybe our kids here in Warrnambool may never meet them again. And may not meet South African people or Canadians. But it is a great opportunity for your education system here in Warrnambool to touch base. And it's that fabric and that network of where sport is a decided acquisition. You can see it in racing when you have your carnival. Probably the best carnival other than spring carnival. Well, my brother thinks this is better, but he's a bias. He loves Warrnambool. So does my mother.